Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Beautiful out the window here.
Oh, God, isn't it? What a day.
Oh.
What a life.
Oh. What's going on?
What do you mean?
You seem so jazzed up.
I'm happy. What's the matter?
I don't know.
We're rocking a show. I mean, it's 9 o'clock. We've been on a roll. It's
all
fun.
Morning.
I'm having a good time.
Right.
What's your problem?
Seem very excited.
What's your problem?
Well, yeah,
bring
the trash.
How does this become my problem?
Trash me.
Best mom ever. Business first. Our Mother's Day contest, best mom ever, has returned. All this week, head to RadioAlice.com and tell us why your mom's best mom. She's the best mom ever. And you'll be entered for your chance to have the radio station named after her all day on Mother's Day. And you'll be entered for a chance to win the overnight stay at the Fairmont Sonoma. It's a complimentary brunch and champagne and then two free parking passes. We've really got it all for you for the best mom ever. If your mom's the best, enter her. Maybe you've entered in the past. We've been doing this for years. It might be your mom's year this year. Just need to come up with something adorable to say about mom when you mominate her.
Oh boy. A lot of cute stuff happening there.
I know. This is fun. I did not realize that there was, there's a record for everything. I didn't realize that Guinness Book of World Records was worried about how long or short songs are, but okay, they are. These are songs that are super short that have made the Hot 100. Busted into the Billboard charts.
A lot of the punk rock songs that I used to listen to growing up were like 15 seconds.
I don't think they
so
charted.
Dumb that you'd go, no, they didn't. That's why I was like, okay, they had to do something.
So the reason I even found out about this is because Jack Black just broke the record on the Billboard Hot 100 for the shortest, the quickest song to land on the charts.
Lava Chicken?
It is Steve's Lava Chicken.
I know it.
How do you know about this?
Because I saw Minecraft.
It's only 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
Well, it's 34 seconds long.
My kids are singing the hell out of that song.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know where it is right now, climbing the charts, apparently, but it has busted into the Hot 100 and has taken the title away from a Kid Cudi song, 37 seconds long. It's just an instrumental. It's called Beautiful Trip. I don't know how that just became. These days, here's the thing. People are streaming records, so all of those plays for all these sort of rando songs are starting to make it into the Hot 100, because if someone listens to the album enough times, that song gets enough plays. So Jack Black holds the record now at 34 seconds. This is Jack Black singing Steve's Lava Chicken.
It's a good song.
La, 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 lava. Steve's Lava Chicken, yeah, it's tasty as hell. Ooh, mama, sit there, now you're ringing the bell.
That's the whole thing?
That's the whole song.
Damn. That's a quick 34 seconds. Steve's Lava Chicken. I love it.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie.
Honestly, there's a lot there that's calling to me, but I'm going to wait till it's streamable. Because I don't have kids bugging me to go to the movies. I'm like, oh, I don't have to go to the movies.
Not
always I'll do
kids.
Something else.
Sometimes it's a parent saying, please, let's just go sit down somewhere and then you'll be focused and I can just sit.
Right. Or the other parent says, I need a couple hours of please take them. There's a new kid movie. I'm begging you.
Yep. That too.
Let's see here. So Kid Cudi's number two. At 45 seconds, there's a band, I guess, called Pico Taro. P-P-A-P is the name of this song. Pen, pineapple, apple, pen. Pen, pineapple, apple, pen.
It's just a dude.
Oh, some dude named Pico Taro. Okay, here we go.
P-P-A-P. I have a pen. I have an apple.
Okay.
That charted?
I cannot believe this made it onto the charts. This is awful.
I like it.
What was it in? I mean, that's why Minecraft made it. It's in a hit movie. So right. What was this
And the
in?
Kid Cudi song is on a Kid Cudi record.
Right.
Pico Taro. I don't know. 45 seconds of mm-mm. There's a song by The Women Folk. This is the fourth shortest song to ever chart on the Hot 100. It is 1 minute and 2 seconds long. It's called Little Boxes by The Women Folk.
And this song's been covered a lot.
Oh, all right, let's hear it.
One, two, three, let's all sing. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one.
I don't understand how on earth did this hit the top 100.
Well, this song is about conformity.
Is it old?
Yes.
How old?
I don't have the age in front of me.
So this was like a legitimate hit, not just like stuck on somebody's record that got streamed. All right. Nat King Cole holds the fifth place on this, these shortest songs ever on the Billboard Hot 100 with Deck the Halls. 1 minute and 6 seconds. You'd think that would have enough verses that it would be, you know, that's a fa la 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 one, right?
Yeah.
1 minute, 6 seconds. Ariana Grande has a song called Pete Davidson, and that is 1 minute and 13 seconds. It's about his BDE.
No, it's just a lovely song.
I thought you were into my life. What? Look in my mind. Yeah. No better place all the time. Yeah. How they align. Universe must have my back. Fell from the sky into my lap. And I know you know that you must solve me and all that.
Oh, called him her soulmate right before they broke up.
Yeah. Didn't age well.
Triple X Temptation, he's dead, right? He's the guy who died on the plane, isn't he? He's got a 1 minute, 16 second long song called Difference, which again, that must be just something that was on a record of his that got.
Right.
Yeah, that was another like.
And Pico Taro is a Japanese comedian, television personality and entertainer. Mm. So this is someone that...
Wonder how that busted out.
It ended
over
up
here
on YouTube.
Ah. So plays on YouTube count toward Billboard?
Or
I guess they would have to, right?
There,
like streaming?
And then
wanted to stream it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the video's kind of funny.
It's only like 45 seconds long?
Yeah.
That's the third shortest. It's called P-P-A-P. Pen, pineapple, apple, pen. Pico Taro. Dwayne Eddy and his twangy guitar in the Rebels.
I like Dwayne Eddy.
This is a 1 minute, 17 second song, and it's called Some Kind of Earthquake. That's number 8 on this list. Beyoncé featuring James Blake. There's a 1 minute and 19 second. That's number 9 on the list. It's called Forward. You have this, but it's real slow.
Yeah, it's real slow. Which is
I don't think we need to. This is people streaming the Beyoncé record. Oh, speaking of Beyoncé, I'm going to jump out of this and go over to this. Looking at the clock. Beyoncé. Oh my God, TMZ, they're such jerks. Beyoncé, I'm saddling up for my tour, but no one's along for the ride.
Oh, that's their headline?
That's their headline.
Crunch.
I'll just read you what they wrote. It's kind of funny. They're just, I don't know, maybe they're mad at her. Beyoncé's not used to missing a step, but with Cowboy Carter, tour tickets struggling to sell, fans are saddling up with jokes, and she's stuck taking the heat. Goo. Her tour kicks off tonight at LA SoFi Stadium. There are still more than 3,800 tickets that have not sold. Resale prices have dropped to $20, which is, I mean, that's unheard of. It's Queen Bee. She literally snagged an Album of the Year Grammy for Cowboy Carter, and no one wants to go see her. She seemed oblivious over the tickets. She dropped an Instagram teaser on Sunday showing off the venue with the caption, "She coming." And they say here, but no one's coming. That's not true. There are people who are coming. They say there's no clear reason why the tickets aren't moving. Is Queen Bee's reign slipping? Are fans getting their music fix elsewhere? Or is there something else going on behind the scenes?
I don't know, but there's a lot of people online who seem to feel like big artists that are having trouble selling these big venues out, there seemed to be joy in it. Like, I saw some video from the first night of Katy Perry's tour. It was, I believe, in Mexico City. Did you see the stage video?
No.
It's her continuing the space woman theme.
Oh, I saw the vids of some of the dancing.
Yeah, it's
people are making fun of that. They're saying it's a
what
very
I'm
weird.
Saying. Yeah, it's not well done, and it seems like they need to go back to practicing to make it look a little more fun and a little less
not fun.
Well, they're not. There's very slow. She's you know, like, there's this point where she swings the phony lightsaber at. And she misses by 100 feet, and the guy, you know, jumps, but it's not. Anyway, I was watching it going, why would you post this? But they clearly are saying, look how bad this concert is in that moment. And I just thought, geez, all right.
Reveling in someone else's misery.
Well, I guess they just don't feel like she tried that hard.
Meanwhile, she probably did put a lot of work into it.
I don't know. It didn't look great, but I mean, they could have just captured
a lot of flack about it.
A bad moment in, you know, a 3-hour show.
Right.
Who knows?
And it just started, right? Was it the kickoff show? Like, maybe they're working toward it. But you would think that they had plenty of time. They knew this was happening. They could be rehearsing more.
Isn't that what you do?
It feels like you would. I've heard Taylor Swift talk about how you get ready for a tour like the Lifetimes tour, you know, her Eras tour.
Don't they rent out like big warehouse size places, build the stage, and you practice it on that stage?
I would think at these people's level, you absolutely
for
would have
weeks
that.
On end.
Yes.
Like, let's
months,
get every step down
every
so
step.
We know that this light hits here, and that's when you step into it or whatever.
I think that you would do that even so you'd know it. Like, when you think about Taylor Swift doing that 3+ hour show night after night after night, there have to be places where she's like, okay, I'm taking in this much water. At this point in the show, I'm going to need a 5-minute interlude where I can go pee. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got to work this. I'm sure they've run that show 1,000 times, dressed, rehearsed it 1,000,000 times just to see, like, okay, I can't even do this part because I'm breathing too heavy. I've got to cut this dance number down so that I've got some breath on me for that. You know what I mean?
Well,
so I guess that's not what Katie's up to. Katie was busy doing other
things. Well, I hope it goes better for Beyonce tonight, because the reaction online was, I went, oh, geez, lady cannot catch
it's
a break.
It's the internet. Like, people see a chink in someone's armor and they go, dad, got him!
Right.
You know, everybody's just out there to be mean. And
leave Katie alone.
I'll leave them all alone. We should all leave. But then there they are posting on Instagram. And so that's, if you put yourself out there, you have to know that the people who are also out there are going to be jumping on you. The Minecraft movie, there are screenings of this, Vinny, where they're doing something called the block party. It's a block party screening, and you're encouraged to sing and dance and talk during this. Do not throw food though, or drinks, obviously, but the makers of a Minecraft movie, they're trying to lean into the chicken jockey chaos. I assume you know what that means.
I don't really know as much about the game itself, but I do know that I've read. And at one point, Jack Black made an appearance at an LA like movie theater and said, hey, everyone. And everyone was like, oh, my God, that's the guy. And he was like, please stop throwing stuff.
Oh, don't throw the things. Have some fun, but don't throw anything.
Yeah, don't. So they that has become a thing they're trying to squash, is the whole participant. So they must be leaning in as in, we'll do these here.
Right.
But not there.
Right. And they'll be specific. If you want to be crazy and yell and sing, this is where you go.
Right.
But throwing drinks and food is not encouraged.
It's the new Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Sounds like it, actually.
Well, at least Rocky Horror, though, I mean, people were warned in advance and you brought your bag of supplies and stuff. And this sounds like they were just destroying places. The screenings are going to be held this Friday. A press release for this Minecraft movie block party edition screening says, you know the moments, you know the lines, you love the songs. Now it's time to get loose, laugh out loud, and belt out those lyrics like you're a true Diamond Tier fan. Okay, I'm out of time, Vinny. What you got coming up?
Bad drivers, breaking out of jail. Oh, the real ID and more after these.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Better dip, better doom. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram and see all the pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our Cache Creek broadcast.
Wait.
Come hang with us for our first live broadcast in forever. Catch all the action May 9th at Cache Creek Casino. Live audience, big laughs, and good times guaranteed. Details at RadioAlice.com. Now, I just looked at the text, and texters, listen, I love you. I read you all morning. But sometimes you get things wrong.
Oh, what'd they get wrong?
707 says, hey, Vinny, would you fill us in on your live broadcast from Cache Creek? I couldn't find anything on the website. Thank you. Love you.
Oh, it's right there on RadioAlice.com.
Love you guys for decades. So is it there?
It's on the front page.
It's on the front page.
Hang on, I'm going to check. I'm checking.
Oh, it's they're saying their website.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go to our website. Go to the RadioAlice.com. You'll find all the info.
I see it. Oh, look how cute my hair was back then when I had brown hair.
Oh.
We might need some new pictures.
You might not want to say that. Then we'll have to go take new pictures.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, we're getting back out there. Maybe I should. I don't want people to show up and go, where's this old lady's daughter? Thank you.
He loved it.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Thanks, Maddie.
Mostly sunny today and warm.
Oh, sounds like my kind of day.
The Warriors are up 3-1 on the Rockets. Fingers crossed.
Go Warriors.
We need another win to move on. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
California DMV advises some people, by now, if you haven't gotten your real ID yet, maybe you should just wait.
Oh,
especially
really?
If you have a valid passport. There's with 1 week left until U.S. airports enact new identification rules, the California Department of Motor Vehicles is advising people with valid passports, hold off on trying to get your real ID. We are
so
jammed.
Whopped, right. So when you say real ID, I know here it needs to have the little golden bear on it. So I assume that every state has some different thing, or is this just a California thing?
Oh, I believe this is
so every state
nationwide.
Has their own
yeah,
little
I mean, this
golden
is about,
symbol.
Right.
All right.
So I was just at the airport and I was chatting with one of the security people. I was standing in line and she was saying that they're like freaked out for the day that happens because right. they already have problems with people showing up without IDs at all. And she was just going down the litany of things that people already do. And she's like, I don't know. We're just going to have it's going to be hell that day.
Well, there are a lot of
don't
people
travel that day, everyone.
And I hate to say it because I realize we are inundated with information at all times. But that's the pushback is there's a lot of people who go enough. I'm not going to look at the news. It's bumming me out. I'm just trying to have a day. You talked about your stress and anxiety and you just want to watch something nice that mm-hmm. makes you feel good, right?
Yep.
Okay. So there's an example of people who just go, now you're in media, so you have to be plugged in as a producer, but others can go, nah, I play Pokemon and I watch my TV shows right. that I like and my kids are raised.
I've never even heard of this real ID.
I'm tapped out. I've
never heard of it.
I'm not in on that stuff. And then they find themselves at the...
Let's see if my sister's heard of it.
How'd you know I was talking about her?
Because it just sounded like exactly like her.
Right. When the rules take effect May 7th, a standard driver's license will no longer be adequate to pass airport security checkpoints. A passenger will need a passport or a license or ID with the Real ID certification. If you already have a current U.S. passport or don't need to fly within the United States in the next few months, they're asking you to wait because
make an appointment.
There's a lot of people who, jamming into the DMV right now. There's a crunch. So they say the DMV has instituted longer hours at certain offices. Get your new real ID if you're someone that flies and doesn't have a passport, a valid passport, because May 7th is the deadline. When you show up to the airport without a real ID, as your friend with the, was it the TSA?
Yeah, TSA.
Yeah, was probably, they're probably like, we're going to turn you away and you're going to be mad, but that doesn't mean you can go.
That's what she was saying.
It's that's
like
that.
People are angry all the time anyway, oh, sure. And then that day it's just going to be the worst.
Well, travel's stressful.
Mad. Yep, people get mad at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You're very dependent on everything going right. And when something doesn't, you're like, but I am at the airport. I'm getting on a plane, though.
It's like stepping into a time warp, though, especially if you're, oh, this flight's canceled. We're going to get another plane going. We'll let you know when.
What?
2 hours later. Okay.
No update yet.
We've got a new plan in place. You're taking off at 11 tonight. It's 12 noon. Yep.
That's a plan.
Go get some lunch. Try not to have too many drinks.
Yeah, that's a fun flight to be on, right?
Yeah. Escaping from prison seems like a last-ditch effort.
Oh. If you have a life sentence, then I can see trying to escape from prison. Otherwise, although it does sound like prison sucks pretty bad, so maybe you're like, I got to get away from JoJo.
I don't know.
JoJo.
There seem to be people who just go right back in as soon as they're released.
Yeah.
Let me just do something else.
I had it going on. Prison.
You wouldn't try to escape, though, if you had a chance to be released anytime soon, but a man named Lucas Brown was caught escaping from jail in Colorado last Thursday night, only to be on the loose for 35 minutes before he was captured.
Mm.
He was supposed to be released 2 days later. Now that won't be happening.
But did they ask him some questions? Like, what was going on?
Lucas was working as a kitchen trustee and was cleaning up for the night. He went to take out the trash and just ran off.
Oh, boy. What a dum-dum.
He was previously caught.
He's a dummy.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where he was previously caught escaping back in 2017.
Oh.
So he shouldn't have even qualified in a trustee position with outdoor access.
Is it possible that he's like, I don't really want to go back out there. I'm really happy here. I know who I am in prison. I'm bummed out that I'm getting released in 2 days. I think I'm going to run for it and then allow myself to be caught 35 minutes. I'm going to call myself in. Hey, there's a guy. It's really close to the outside of the chain link out there. I feel like he just escaped. I'll wait for you.
It's got to be really sad to find yourself in a place where jail's better than being out and free.
Yeah.
Like you just say to yourself, I don't have a job. I can't get a job. I got nowhere to go because no one's looking for me. I'll just stay here, I guess.
At least I got stuff to do here.
Woof.
Got
to
go find
a
roommate.
Sleep. I mean, sleeping outside can't be fun.
Three hot in a cot.
Cops in Florida pulled over a vehicle this past Friday. It was flying down the road at 105 miles per hour in a 45 zone.
Oh, sheesh. Sheesh. It's a lot of old people. You can't go that fast.
Speeding is never legal, even in an emergency.
Oh.
Even if you're running late.
Uh-oh.
For a wedding.
Oh.
That you're in.
Oh, boy.
The police in Florida pulled over a vehicle, and it was flying down the road at 105 in a 45 zone. The male driver said, we're on our way to a wedding. And when the cop asked whose wedding, this is one of those questions I'd ask, because there's the lady in her wedding dress.
Oh.
Whose wedding? She goes, right here.
My wedding.
I'm wearing a wedding gown right here.
Well, this is just bad planning on her part. Like, she seems like kind of a loser bride.
The cop asked, what time's the wedding? And she said, 2:30. And the officer pointed out, you're already 15 minutes late.
Mm.
He said, listen, I'm going to write you this ticket as fast as I can to get you on your way for your wedding day. Is that wedding doomed?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
100%.
Over. Like, ruined.
She does not care enough about it to be there.
Oh, so bad. Mm. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. You'd think it would be a big day and she'd already be on site and hanging with her buds.
With her buds.
That's what you do. You hang out with all your friends on your wedding
with your
day.
Buds?
I don't know. Maybe that's the wrong expression. By the way, my sister has never heard of a real ID. She goes, I'm like, do you have a real ID, the new thing you need to fly? She goes, is that a thing? I guess I don't.
Tina, come get some ham. Well,
I was trying not to call Tina out, but I do know
she's sworn off the news.
Wants no part of it, and I don't blame her. I know that people will say, but how are you going to know how to resist if you're not watching and paying it? I'm sure she's like, listen, my sister will call me if I need to resist. In the meantime, I'm busy chasing, catching them all. She's got to be bummed that you quit. She's got to be bummed.
Oh, my whole post. Sometimes I wait. I'll like pop on the pokey thread and be like, hey, guys, just wanted to say hi.
And
they all go, hi.
Get back here.
Ooh.
We miss you.
No, they don't.
Twitter.
I'll get back on there someday, probably. I do enjoy it. I was like, I got too much going on. I have so much going on in my stupid life right now.
You do?
Yes, I have a lot happening.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very busy. I'm a very busy person.
Oh. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
That's what I wanted.
Oh my God. They have postponed this real ID for years. How can you not have heard of it?
I think
my
a lot of people have
not with initial license. Even my kids got with initial licenses, even 23-year-olds. So that many years ago. Well, you know, Tina's busy, man. Living her best life.
She does. She does craft shows every weekend.
And cocktail hours right around the corner. So, I mean, come on.
No, Tina doesn't cocktail.
She doesn't?
No, I force feed her drinks when she comes to my house.
What about...
If you can get her husband drinking, she'll drink.
What about your mom? Is always having
My mom is actually a cautionary tale at my house. So, Tina's like, I don't want to be like that.
5-3-S. Tina! They've been talking about this for years, since the Obama days.
It has been a really long time. And she's just not... Well, let me see if she writes back, but I just told her to look into it. And I told her, I think she has a passport, because they go overseas sometimes. So she'll be fine. We have a bunch of travel planned with her coming up.
You do?
Well, my cousin is really sick. So we're going to see him as much as possible. We're all doing that. So if she wants to get on those flights and go, she's going to need to have a real ID, unless she has a passport.
We're going to have to contact Tim. And I know this is all for off the air after the show, but a lot of people, is Vinny using a different microphone or in a different studio? He sounds very harsh and crunchy.
Yeah. We're having difficulties. We're not engineers. So
we don't know how to fix
thoughts on what might be going on, but there's no way we can fix this.
They have been alerted.
I've been thinking about kicking it.
Oh, kicking. Let's try that. I was thinking kicking might work too. I feel like the processing should be the same on every single mic. They should all sound like they're in the same room.
In early days of radio.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Olden days.
There were guys who would get their deal and an engineer would come in and have to specifically set their sound to the broadcaster's specification, like a broadcaster knew, I need this device connected to my mic and dialed to this.
Yeah.
I worked with a guy. He started in radio when they did reverb on the voices.
We knew a guy who was doing reverb in the 90s when we were
and
we were
he had to
fully.
Have reverb in his headphones.
Yeah.
But that's not what went over the air. But he had to hear himself in reverb.
Oh my
God, hilarious.
He could
not do it without... He just
no, this guy Barsky, remember he actually had reverb on. He wouldn't just like have a conversation. He had to be like the god in the room.
Yeah, that was Don Geronimo was my guy that had that. And he did need to be the god in the room.
Isn't he the first DJ in the history of the world, or was that Wolfman?
No.
Don Geronimo, he's from the 1800s.
You worked with that guy?
I worked with the Don and Mike show when I first started in D.C. and then in New York, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy. They used to have a liner that said, F. Matt Stout, it's the Don and Mike show. That's how much they loved me.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That is love right there.
Yeah.
Little Boxes was the Weeds theme song. I didn't realize that, but it's from the TV show Weeds. A bunch of people wrote in about
that.
And
somebody else said that it was about tract housing built up on the hills.
In Daly City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Mm.
And there's 100 texts about Weeds and Little Boxes.
Well, thank you for telling us.
And I did watch that show for a minute. I fell off.
But. Yeah, I watched it too. That's funny. I liked that show.
What has she done since? Anything?
I don't know. What's her name? Mary Stuart
Louise
Masterson.
Parker.
Mary Louise Parker.
Is it?
Yep.
I think I just made that
No, up. I think that's it. Donna Louise Parker? I think it's Mary Louise.
It's Mary Louise Parker, and she's gorgeous.
Yeah, but what does she do now? Besides date Pete Davidson. Didn't she?
I don't think so. Oh. You're thinking of, I know who you're thinking about. It's not her.
Are you sure?
Yep, Kate.
Winslet.
No.
Plus eight.
Yep.
Never mind. I hear the theme music.
Hold on. And Kate Beckinsale.
McKinnon.
No, she doesn't date guys.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for a game. Do you guys want to play How Old Is That Guy or When Did That Happen?
Vinny, you choose.
They're both good. They're both... There's,
are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
You're not leaning either way?
I'm really not. I actually thought I was leaning toward When Did That Happen, but then there are a lot of good birthdays today, too.
When did that happen is where I'm going.
Okay, when did that happen?
Ano a mano.
Okay. When did that happen? John Bon Jovi marries his high school sweetheart, Dorothea Hurley, at the Graceland Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas. They're still together today, although not because he tried real hard. We heard some stuff about that guy. What year did they get married?
1983.
I'll say 84.
89. That's a point for Maddie Stout. Sorry about it. All right, let's try this one then. What year did Emilio Estevez marry Paula Abdul in a Santa Monica courthouse?
They're married?
Nope. Not anymore. Lasted, that powerhouse lasted 2 years, my friend. Emilio Estevez and Paula Abdul.
1990.
90. All right. Vinny, what do you think?
Can you imagine? Paula Abdul, like, yikes. Okay.
Well, at the time, in 92, wasn't she still happening?
Did you just
I think I might have just...
She just blew that one.
Oh, okay.
You know what, though? You're the only one who noticed it. You should have just gone.
I didn't
see, I get the point.
I
didn't
realize I said it. She seems like a lady that talks to walls. Like, not, I really
yes.
don't.
I'm not giving you a point for that. That's just my stupidity. I'm so stupid. See? I don't need AI to script these games. I do it on my own. What year did The Simpsons pass Gunsmoke for the highest episode count of any show on television? Gunsmoke had 635 episodes over its 20-year run. The Simpsons are now up to 765 episodes and counting. What year did they pass Gunsmoke?
Ba-da-bum. 2010.
2009.
2018. That's another point for Maddie Stout. I remind you, you picked this.
What are you doing?
Just reminding you, because I don't want
you
to be
remind.
Mad at me.
No
afterwards.
One asked you to.
You picked it. I don't want you to be mad at me.
What are you doing?
Don't be mad at me.
Stop doing it.
ABC's Wide World of Sports showed the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat first time. When's the first time they did that? ABC's Wide World of Sports. That was great. There weren't that many shows on TV. That was a good one. I had a good intro. The thrill of victory and the agony
the
of defeat.
Skier just right down that jump.
What year did that start on TV?
I think I went first last time.
Yeah, it's definitely Maddie's turn.
Okay, leave it up to me. He's...
1979.
Oh, 78.
It's 61. 1961.
Son of a...
It's three for Maddie, none for Vinny. Okay, how about this one? Stephen King publishes the novel Christine about a possessed car. What year did the novel Christine, classic horror novel about a possessed car?
I'm going to say 1983.
I'm going to say 84, Bob.
The exact date is 1983. That's 2 points. That's 2 points there for Maddie Stout.
I feel collusion. I sense it. It's cheating.
Let's just see if you can get every single one of them right. Because honestly, it's 5-0 at this point. What year did Prince William and Kate Middleton get married at Westminster Abbey in London? Woo! When did the prince and now princess marry?
believe that's Vinny's turn.
No.
Oh, yes, it is.
We it's already been... left me out of the game. She's seeing if you can get them all right now.
Oh.
Well, but he's got to beat you at it in order to...
55.
1955.
I'm going to say 1958.
Yeah. It's a 2011. It was 14 years ago. That's a 6-0. I'm pretty sure Maddie won that game.
That is correct.
He's on the show.
Hey, Vinny.
I don't see you because I'm checking my emails for stuff we need to do after the show.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
He wants you to look so bad.
I don't want to look. I'm not looking.
Pretty.
Anyway. Goodbye. Be sure to listen all day and tune into the Jane Show all day long. We've got your Alice Escape with Bruno Mars. Be listening with 1205, 345, and 605. Jane has you every hour on her show. We'll see you back here. Already hump day tomorrow. Unbelievable.
Ma.
Okay.
Thank you.
Two of you make up in the hall.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.